And the CDC is about to make new recommendations for schools as many begin reopening. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So what kind of recommendations do we expect will be revealed?
We expect that today the CDC will say that schools can enforce 3 feet of distance between students compared to the 5 weeks ago guidance that it was 6 feet of distance. And this is a very big deal for reopening of schools that haven't gone back in person at all, or schools that have brought back in only some students because they couldn't fit everybody into the classroom with a 6 feet distance between everybody. So the expectation today is that the CDC will present this, saying schools can now go down to 3 feet, and that they're going to do this backed up by several pieces of data, in addition to a recent study that's gotten a lot of headlines out of Massachusetts that found that there was no difference in the rate of infection in school districts that enforced 6 feet of distance compared to those that were doing 3 feet of distance. I asked the White House about this yesterday because there is some pushback from teachers' unions who say that this is being done because the CDC is under public pressure, that this is politics and not science. And the White House said that the CDC approach is purely through the science, and that the message is not one of politics, that they're not being swayed by politics. So we'll see the data that they lay out today. The expectation is this will come at some point early afternoon.
Now, do we know how quickly schools could be able to make these adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, the guidance we're expecting would be you can do this right away. You know, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you bring in double the amount of students on Monday. That would take probably some time for them to work out. But that you can feel comfortable that when students are in the classroom, you know, if they're all on a circle reading together, or if they're in the library at their desk, you don't have to be constantly enforcing 6 feet. They can be a little bit closer together. So that could be immediate. I asked the White House about the timing of this and whether or not the administration will direct school districts to now follow 3 versus 6. Because, you know, we've seen the administration do that on things like vaccine eligibility, saying here's what states now have to do. They didn't say they would go that far in saying you have to do this. But I think the sense we've been getting for weeks now is that schools that were eager to do more, to bring in more kids, to reopen, we're really leaning on these guidelines and saying we just can't right now because this is what the CDC is saying. That's why you had so many public health experts who've been pushing for students to get back in the classroom, saying that the CDC had to drop down that distance to give schools 3 feet more of wiggle room, essentially.
Now, teachers and school staff have been the focus of vaccinations here in California. Mm-hmm. We've been pretty aggressive about trying to make sure that they get vaccinated. Do we know if the CDC will address the need for school employees to get vaccinated?
You know, they've addressed this before where they have said, there were a lot of questions about this early on in the Biden administration because the messaging was a little conflicting and confusing. But the message now, the recommendation is that vaccinating teachers and staff is not necessary to go back to school, that you could still do this safely even if all staff and teachers have not been vaccinated. Now, the recommendation is that they are prioritized for vaccinations. And we saw the administration move to do that by saying that teachers could go to pharmacies and get priority access there, even if they were currently not eligible in their home state or district. So, you know, the message on that has been a little more clear over the last couple of weeks. Yes, teachers should be prioritized, but it's not necessary in order to reopen to have them vaccinated.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers.